Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're digging into virtual private networks. We're going to go kind of in-depth defense with Ashwin Palekar. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
So in a previous video, we looked over the basics of virtual private networking, what's available, how we can set that up. But let's get into a little bit more depth, because you can really lock this down and be quite sophisticated, can't you?
Yes, and I think the principles which we typically adopt on private on any kind of network is defense and depth, right? So you want different layers, independent layers, ideally implemented by different technologies, mm-hmm. right? So people go to different lengths of, how do you say, and then you can manage these independent layers. And sometimes some of these layers are managed by some other groups, and some layers are managed by some other groups, mm-hmm. right? For safety, right? So you can have different, but at the end, the concept is different layers of security. So Azure also allows you to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So when you come, you have a virtual private network, and at the edge, you have a cloud access layer,
okay.
right? So the first layer of defense is the cloud access layer from outside in. So cloud access layer, you can define access control rules to say what is allowed in, right, from the internet and so on.
And this is your software edge as
the software edge.
Yeah. Okay, so that's seen from the outside in, like if someone is trying to get into my organization.
Yeah, organization's network.
Okay.
Yeah, private network.
Okay.
And so that's one layer. The next layer is once you get inside, the next layer would be typically, I think on the guest OS itself, you would install firewalls mm-hmm. so that you can protect any communication coming in. You can apply ACLs to say what communication is allowed in the guest OS, what's allowed out. In fact, you can define inbound and outbound mm-hmm. rules in the Windows firewall, or a third-party guest OS firewall. You can choose whatever it is you use in a corporate environment.
Oh, so if my corporate environment prefers a third-party firewall, it's totally appropriate to install that
Azure IaaS VM. Yes, and so those are the two layers, mm-hmm. right? And then there's a third layer which typically people use when you are connecting, typically from the internet. Mm-hmm. Is the third layer is you could use a third-party appliance which runs as a virtual machine.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like you buy third-party firewalls in a company, and you can deploy them. And these firewalls come in with a lot of functionalities, mm-hmm. like not just about ACLing. They might be supporting IDS functionality.
What is
right?
that?
Intrusion detection functionality.
All right.
They might be, sometimes, there's a lot of high-end functionality also in those products, right? Mm-hmm. So to do your auditing, to allow you to do different kinds of controls. And so this device, you can also deploy, and we support one of these deployments we support is, third parties we support this is Barracuda.
Barracuda
okay. Web Firewall. And there is a blog on how to set up a Barracuda Web Firewall on top of in Azure Virtual Machine, and how do you protect your infrastructure.
So maybe my company has an office in Portland and an office in Seattle, and I need more machines, and I'm thinking I could go to the cloud, but you know, Azure is not going to let me have my own firewall. I use Barracuda in Portland, I use it in Seattle. They can open up another office effectively in the cloud.
Yeah.
Using the same infrastructure and the same network software that they're used to using, as if there's this new third office that has all these machines, they can install Barracuda just as they have it in the other locations.
Yes, and there are two choices when you put this third office. Actually, I like the way you described it. You put this third office, there are two choices. Mm-hmm. One is you can expose this third office directly to the internet, right?
Sure.
In which case you'll put a Barracuda firewall or any, you may use defense in depth, okay? It's your choice how many defense in depth layers you use. Mm-hmm. But then in that case, you have direct access to the internet. Mm. The other option is that you may decide not to give direct access to the internet from the Azure virtual net at all.
Right.
And all traffic goes through your corporate network to get to the virtual net. So you can always do that, because you block everything on the cloud access layer. You say no ports are open. You create a site-to-site VPN from your corporate environment, and the only way to get into this virtual net is from your corporate environment now.
Interesting. So here are I've got multiple offices. I've opened my third office. It's in Azure. You're saying that I could have access to the open internet, or would actually route that traffic back through Portland or Seattle and then out through my existing systems, because I might want to prevent my employees from doing inappropriate things.
Correct. So if you have some, so many times you may be comfortable with whatever security you have on premise, and as a transition step,
it works.
You just say, well, I'm just going to extend it to the cloud, add my cloud data center to my number of sites, one more site, and then all your security principles and all those things just apply transparently there. So it's a much easier transition. And then the next step is, where am I going to expose it to the internet? And then you have to worry about, how am I going to secure it? Mm-hmm. And so you can choose any of these options. And sometimes you may have different kind of applications in your corporate environment. Mm-hmm. So some applications may be just internal facing, mm-hmm. and some applications may be internet facing, right? You may publish. And so those internet-facing applications, you can create a different virtual nets.
Okay.
You can create a virtual net for internet-facing applications and expose that through the cloud access layer to the internet. And for the other virtual private network, you can just, which is an extension of your corporate applications, you can just connect it to your corporate network and only allow access through the corporate network.
Interesting. If I set up a virtual network and set up site-to-site, but I want my employees to be able to VPN into work the way they usually VPN into work.
Right.
Can they still access the Azure things that are within that network?
Yes. Whatever policy you have for when you connect today, let's say you have two sites, mm-hmm. Physical sites, and they're connected. Whatever policy you have for cross-company connections, that same policy will apply by default unless you go and lock it down. You can go and lock it down further if you want.
So there's a number of different options that I can run, like you said, intranet applications that are completely internal, and I have to VPN into work.
Correct.
And then access them as if they're just another office. I could put them on the open internet and do things like Active Directory and do a authentication against my internal systems, except it's on the open internet. It's really up to me.
Correct.
Or I could lock the entire thing down with third-party firewalls, the cloud access layer, the firewall within the device itself, 3-4 layers of security.
Yes, and if you have a direct facing internet app, which is not, so in that case you would do that. Yeah, I think that's a great way of describing it.
That's a lot more, I guess I'm saying that's a lot more choice than I thought I had. I thought that it was a little simpler than that, but the amount of flexibility that is available is impressive.
A lot of flexibility.
We're learning all about defense in depth and virtual private networks here on Azure Friday.